This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, it's Thursday. It's just Thursday.
But you were going to say it's so raining. Close.
It is also raining.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was freaking wild at my house.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it happened everywhere, but I was like, blow your house down. Holy cow, hold on to your hats, everybody.
I love that sound, though, when it's just... You can hear it outside, and it's whistling almost.
Just shoving at the house, yeah. Oh, it's crazy. Like, oh no, I'm safe right now, but what's going to happen?
I mean, it's easy to say you love it when you're
just cozy
housed.
And sure, right. It's, you know.
You're unhoused.
Then you're...
Bleeped.
Right. It's less exciting and more horrifying.
Yeah. Heavy weather right now, everyone. So the drive-in was a little wet, or I shouldn't say a little. It was very wet, but it was clear.
Mm.
Like, you know, just standing water. You just got a deal.
Yeah, and it's been on and off since to me, the epitome of that storm was like late in the afternoon yesterday. Like, holy crap, what's happening? But then since then, it's been on. In fact, when I woke up this morning, my whole backyard was bathed in moonlight. I'm like, oh, well, that's weird. And then 10 minutes later, it was pouring. And then 10 minutes after that, when I left for work, I'm like, oh, okay, no windshield wipers or anything. So it's definitely, I'm going to say it's puttering out. Let's go with that.
The South Bay is still getting hammered hard.
Let's think positive.
You're nuts.
Think positive.
Yeah, the Bay Bridge was backed up this
morning.
Yeah,
what happened to you this morning?
I don't know. It's one of those things. You know, you normally it's no problem. Bay Bridge, I'm flying across it. Not flying. Going the speed limit.
Sure, of course.
Of course. This morning, it definitely was not standstill, but close to it for a bit, and then it cleared, and then it started to move a little bit. But
I always wonder if that's like that time of morning, why they would be doing construction overnight on a storm night. I don't know, but
I
always feel like
so.
It's a traffic break that they've run, and
might have been a traffic break. Might have been, people needed to slow down this morning because it just.
Yeah, people don't do that around here.
Yeah, you got...
What do you always say, Vinny? Oh, it's raining. I'm a Californian. It's raining. I must crash.
Yeah.
Must crash car.
Well, you certainly... And I'm not the most traveled person, but as you meet people, especially in the middle of the country and the East Coast, they're like, this? You're worried about this?
Yeah.
It's water, like this is nothing. We deal with ice and snow and on every day of the whole winter.
Right, we put our snow tires on in November and never take them off until April. Yeah, it's funny.
I will say though, it's still better driving up here than in LA when it rains.
Oh yeah,
people in LA don't know how to drive anyway, but when it rains, they're even worse.
Mm.
It's just awful.
I got on an elevator in Eugene, Oregon, and it had been raining, and I was like, and this guy goes, "I'm from Minnesota. This is summer. This is nothing. This is vacation."
Yeah.
And I was like, "All right, take it easy, old guy."
Well, everyone always wants to tell everybody else what a wussy they are, you know? Just, it's the whole, like, I walked to school 12 miles each way, barefoot, uphill both ways.
Anyway, it is stormy out. There's definitely still rain falling. If you're in the South Bay, there was a point where I had to actually tick up my wiper speed because there was enough water falling that I wasn't able to see.
Oh, my.
With them just on their basic.
Full on.
Yeah, full on. Dumping.
Wow.
So hopefully
you feel pretty sure-footed in that car?
So sure-footed and so safe. The difference is profound. Because I really did like my old car and I actually just had
You had it for years.
I just got the brakes and like a couple other things done. And now I parked it. Yeah, I had to walk yesterday to get it.
This is your old car?
My old car has been in the shop for a week.
Like, we're going to fix it back up. And then
it's going to go into semi-retirement and it's going to get parked and it's not going to be on the commute anymore. This car has almost 300,000 miles on it. My old car.
Yes.
But it still runs and it's good. And so I didn't want to sell it. It's not the amount of money I'd get back for what it's worth on the market. I feel like I put more into the tires and the brakes and the stuff that I just had done.
Right.
That I wouldn't get the return. So we're going to keep it.
Oh.
I mean, is it a future daughter car, maybe?
Maybe. Yeah. Very much so. And definitely just around town. You know, like the missus can drive it without pulling out her monster truck.
Oh.
Because you can go park it somewhere without being all, I don't think I can get in there.
Do you keep any of your four cars in the garage anymore?
No.
Oh, so they're just all...
Nope.
Can you fit all four in your driveway?
No.
Oh.
You should just park them on your grass, put them on blocks.
Yeah.
I would feel like I was back home.
The front yard junkyard.
Yeah. You're painting a wonderful picture, but no, it's not a problem at all. There's plenty of space for them.
Yeah.
We're fine.
Well, and Isla's only 5 years away from a driver's license. 5 years goes by like that. In fact, you know what we were doing 5 years ago today?
No. Oh, the pandemic.
Last show live on the air until we went home for 2.5 years during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was. It doesn't feel like that long ago. 5 years from now, little Isla. When can you get your learner's permit when you're 15 and a half here, or do you have to wait till you're 16?
I don't know what it is now. I was able to get my learner's permit at 15 and a half.
Yeah. So that you could turn it around like the minute you turned 16.
Which is what I did.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I wonder if your kids will. One of mine couldn't wait to get his. The other one still like, nah, I feel like I don't need that.
He was a New Yorker.
Yeah, now he is.
He
was in his 20s when he still didn't have his license and lived at home.
Grandma Hassan never got a license.
Oh.
She was a New Yorker.
She lived in Staten Island, though.
She was a New Yorker and had family take her places when she needed to.
Well, there you
go. Then she moved to California and... She was still like, I'm a New Yorker. I don't drive.
Yeah. Why would I?
Oh, I had my car when I lived there, and it was just nothing but work. I mean, like, there'd be times I was trying to park, and I would cry because I was doing something late in the evening, and I'd have to get up for the morning show, and I'm like, there is no parking anywhere, and I'm just driving good circles, just getting ready to bawl because I'm like, I'm going to sleep in my car tonight, double parked, because I can't get a place to park.
Oh, yeah. What part of town did you live in?
Well, I lived in Hoboken, and Hoboken is very dense as New York City. So, yeah, parking there is just...
Oh, my God.
They sell parking spots for outrageous amounts of money there.
Yeah.
It's just a crazy...
Big cities. It's here, too.
Yeah.
I lived out in the Richmond. And I swear to God, I would go to get groceries and go, I can't even.
There's nowhere to park.
I'm going to just go home. And I would walk across to Walgreens where I lived. There was a wall. And I'd get some mac and cheese or some soup. And I'd eat that instead. I can't.
Right.
Yeah, circle the grocery store.
No.
Is that a place called Cala Foods?
Yeah, that sounds right. There were Cala Foods. Mm-hmm. Are they still a thing?
I don't know.
People will tell us.
I'll check.
Well, it's very... It's a very freeing thing to not have a car. I mean, to have public transportation that you can you know, at the most, you walk a couple blocks to get on a train that will take you to literally anywhere you need to go. It's pretty exciting to think that you could live that way, you know?
Yeah, if you can pull it.
Yeah, only there's not very many places that you can.
But I like driving. I like listening to music in my car. Like, you know, I don't mind.
Oh, you could listen to music on the train. Earbuds.
I know, but...
I know what you mean. Well, there's something about being on the road, too. Like, I love a road trip. I love, you know, but a daily commute, I could do without that.
Oh. It's Cala Foods. It's a thing.
Is it still right there by your house?
I don't see it as still being right by my house.
It is painful, though. Like, when I had a girlfriend who lived in Boston and, like, right in the Back Bay, so in the thick of it. And I drove in once. She's like, hey, meet me for dinner, you know, blah, blah, blah. This is where we're going to go. And I drove in and I circled the restaurant. And this is the days before cell phones. Like, I didn't even, there was no way I could get a hold of her and I just did not show up because I circled and went, you know, and you're like, well, I could park here, but I'm 4 miles from where I need to be. Like, by the time I walk over there, it's going to be midnight. Like, it just turned around and drove home. Like, I can't do this.
There are no more Cala Foods.
Oh.
In case you were wondering.
Oh.
They're all permanently closed.
So the location, are you looking on the map? Like, what is the new grocery store that's there? Or is it a grocery store? Maybe they just build homes there.
I just got a lot of questions.
Oh, I just like a fast fact. Just interested to know.
Doing a lot of research here.
Yeah, the research department is going nuts. By the way, it is 15 and a half per permit, according to the 707.
It's what?
15 and a half per permit.
Permit.
Driving. Oh, 15 and a half is the age that you can get a learner's permit. Got it.
Yeah, we asked that earlier.
Yeah, I know. It already slipped out of my head. I'm like, 15 and a permit? What? I don't get it. No idea. Anyway,
I put on Survivor last night.
Oh.
And realized I didn't even watch the second episode.
Oh.
So I watched the second episode and then made it about halfway through the third episode and had to call it and go to sleep. But it's a good season. Mm. You know, the firefighter from Sacramento on the new season of Survivor, he's a good guy.
Joe, right?
I don't know his name, but I like him. But it's tiring, Joe. Like, if it's Joe, then Joe, you decided to be on. He's falling in love with and finding a reason to be beyond loyal and play my game, even at my own detriment, for this person too. Like, bro, you got to stop talking to people. Every single one
stop
of these.
Stop falling in love with all these people. Do not sacrifice your game. His family's going, he's doing it again.
He's doing it again. Every single one of these people tells him a story or pulls him in and says,
they're my new favorite person. It's like they're my kids.
I'm not going to. He said it again. And I went, you got to stop that.
Your kids are getting jealous.
But your kids.
Right. He's a good guy, you can tell.
Yeah, but he's going to ruin his game.
Well, people like that never win the game. They're kind people, like truly generous, kind people can't really win those games because they always get taken advantage of. And it's hard for them to make the tough decision. But I promised this person I'd never vote for them, so.
Well, it's good.
Promises.
I also saw something about Danielle Reyes, who we had.
Monday, yeah.
In here from the show Traitors, and I honestly guess I should have seen it. They're talking about the acting job she did with the shaking and the lying and swearing on her family members, even though she was in fact lying.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone seems to, despite having some kind of problem with her, think she played a great game and she'll definitely be on if they ever do a.
Like an all-star.
An all-star. She'll be on it.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, well, that's good.
Yeah. She'll get voted out immediately, I think.
Like, people just go, we're not messing with that.
Yep.
Right.
Get out of here.
Which is what they should have done with Boston Rob, which is, you know, like the minute you see that guy, it's like, get him out of here.
Well, it didn't take them long to get him out, but that was Danielle's doing as well, so.
All right.
Yeah. She was good. You know, when they picked the traitors for this time on this particular show, because there's, I don't know, 20 people playing and three of them are traitors and they're assigned that role. They don't know coming in that they're going to get that. There's a whole ceremony where three people get picked. And then from then on, every single thing that comes out of their mouth is a lie. Like, there is no, I'm going to play an honest operator. No, you're not. because if you do, you're going to immediately be voted out because you're a traitor. Traitor. And so it's a really hard game to play. And she was an obvious pick for that, which I'm surprised she made it as far as she did, because I would have been like, it's Danielle. I saw her season of Big Brother. She's fully capable of doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, she's doing the press now and making the rounds. So I saw her doing some stuff and they were talking about the acting job. And I thought, I hope that.
It was that. It was an acting
job.
You
mean she's cheating on us? She's talking to other shows?
Yeah.
Oh.
Did she come to us first? Felt like we got her first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As far as I know, we were first.
Yeah. And by the way, that was Monday, 7 a.m. So if you are looking for the podcast of that, you can go to the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast from.
Yeah.
And pull the Sarah and Vinny full show 7 a.m. hour for this past Monday. All right. You guys, I'm ready for some good vibes and some variety. And which is why I'm so happy to press go on this next song. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Allison Morning Show. Here it is.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Tell us at 97.3.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.